I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. And I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
Of the building just blew up.
The second explosion and another explosion.
We have a report now of a fourth explosion at the Trade Center.
There has just been a huge explosion.
We heard a very loud blast, an explosion. Not clear now is why this explosion took place.
To me it sounded like an explosion, but it was a huge explosion.
I saw the two buildings. I think it was a bomb because two of them.
Huge explosion that we all heard and felt.
Oh, we just witnessed some kind of secondary follow-up explosion on the World Trade Center.
There was an explosion. It was way up where the fire was, and the whole building at that point bellied out in flames, and everybody ran.
I was about five blocks away when I heard explosions. Three thuds and turn around to see the building we just got out of. Antenna tip over and fall in on itself.
And then all of a sudden it started like it sounded like gunfire. You know, bang, 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 bang. And then all of a sudden, three big explosions.
Of all the things I thought I'd never.
Of steel flying out from the building, hundreds of feet from the building at hundreds of miles an hour. Furthermore, the black smoke coming out of the buildings indicates that the fires have not reached the maximum temperature for jet fuel or hydrocarbons in air at 1800 degrees, which is less than the temperature required to melt steel at 2500 degrees. Yet, melted steel was found in the basements of all buildings, and that could only have been done with explosives.
We made it at least two blocks, and we started all white bullets that are popping out.
Those bullets had detonated. Yeah, detonated. They were planned to take down a building.
All the way down. I was watching it and running.
It is time for us all to dig deeper, because this could be an inside job. It's time for American citizens to stand up and pay attention to what we're here for and what this country was founded upon.
Americans, wake up. You know your media lies to you every day. Your government is on record for hundreds of years lying to you every day. That's all I ask.
It's about hundreds of billions of dollars of opium money out of the populace, which is now record production in Afghanistan. It's about $3 trillion in Afghanistan, $4 trillion in Iraq. But it's also about hundreds of billions of dollars in weapons sales and caliber contracts. And it's about having a political diversion and creating a police state.
We arrived on late Monday night and went into action on Tuesday morning.